Lesson 20. When families get together for a holiday, parents typically recall the days when the kids were still at home, while grown children entertain their elders with tales of accomplishments over the past year. But there's a growing group of parents with adult children who have a very different story to tell, one that I'm hearing more and more in my job as a counseling psychologist. Take the parents I saw whose 30-year-old son still relies on help with the rent, or the couple whose 20-something daughter still expects money for her high-fashion clothing. Then there's the wealthy mother and father worried about their 32-year-old son who goes from one job to another while they support him and his girlfriend and take them on overseas vacations. The frequency with which I hear about these and similar cases suggests to me that as a society, we are failing in what we psychologists refer to as the process of separation and individuation. In other words, we're failing to prepare our kids for leaving home. There is a terrible irony at work here. While parents today want more than anything else for their children to be happy, the formula by which they raise them is almost certain to produce unhappiness. The children never learn to be self-sufficient because they've never been expected to be. Family life has changed as our culture has become more prosperous and parents have invested more, financially and emotionally, in their children's well-being. Today's parents strike me as extraordinarily earnest. They are sincere in their dedication to realizing their ambitions for their children and making sure they have every advantage. They decorate their children's rooms in stimulating colors, buy educational toys, apply to the most progressive preschools, and put them in a soccer team at age 4. They take every opportunity to build up their children's self-esteem by complimenting them on how smart, athletic, and talented they are. And they sacrifice personal time, friendships, and their own interests to do so. Parents spend on their children as if they were made of money. They schedule elaborate birthday parties as if their children were princes and princesses. From there, it's a short step to giving grown kids cars and excessive clothing allowances. But the children lose a great deal in not being expected to leave the nest and being denied the excitement of flying on their own. Today's parents seem to care a great deal about their children feeling good and often forget to teach them about being good. One striking characteristic of children who have been given too much is a loss of sympathy for others, although they have finely tuned concern for themselves. Indulged children make bad roommates and even worse partners in marriage. The guiding principle of parenting here is that the child has to be happy no matter what, and that more will make them happier. The result is a demanding and irritable set of adult children and an increasingly bitter group of parents.